Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. King Shah. Hey, ah. Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the rest of still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, they wonder how we do that. Christ praise these two friends. Gotta tell you where my mood at. Mountains, it go move. Holy pistol, I'ma shoot that. Dang, dang, demons, lay back. Better watch where you pray at. Shot on top like a wedge. Can't save, no, they hate me. Great day when I sing that. One wish, I'ma pray that. Watch the wife if you look at. It's out, it's out, it's out. Head smoking like a coffee. Not do what I'm a coffee. I guess you gotta learn the hard way.
When it comes to praise, we do it all day. Shout out to the Father Yahweh. In my prayer stands bowfing. We coming through screaming hallelujah. Hallelujah, and we about to bring it to you. Already rich without chasing moolah. The world ain't helping Christians make maneuvers. Speak the truth, they never needed their proof. Nah. The word is God saying my mouth. I don't really care what they talking about. I'ma make the point banging with the rock. Jordan in the air with the tongue out. Get a beat, hot, broken verse, though. But recognize from the first quote. We are bold in Christ when we hold the mic. Homie, get it right. We the church folk.
Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that.
I don't care about the hands. I'm trying to make it into heaven. I'm trying to save all my bread. Get a Bible, that's my way. Yeah, I'm strong, getting the look. No, I'm never flex. Y'all want the green like CeeLo. See your soul get repo.
Give me that.
Spirit thick, come deeper. I'm with the hardest trio. Castor, gotta be the chemo. Yeah, write it in Creole. Yeah, gotta be my hero. Strips to follow the cheat code.
Don't play games with God, he got the cheat code. Jesus gave his life to save people. Spirit give us orders, we go. Ain't seen this type of Christmas before. We be up in the streets for real, though. Telling brothers what they feelin' kill for. This is working so, they feel hopeless, though. That's what they sippin' and leanin' poppin' pills for. Trying to lead us to the Savior. To repent from evil type behavior. Favor from the Creator. We will teach you also keep you in prayer. We are more than just a rap guy. We are saved, sanctified, and baptized. My goal is only to impact lives. Hope the sound guides you like a bat line.
Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 And they wonder how we do that.
Praise the Lord, and God bless each and every one of you. Shout out to my boy, King Shad. Please check him out on iTunes. He's on Facebook. Rebel World is the name of the record label. Check him out. He is doing major things for the kingdom. Amen. He's also known as DJ Shad. If you're looking for a DJ for any of your parties and get-togethers, amen. I am Prophetess Letitia Smith of Prophetic Wind Ministries, and this is the Prophetic Sound Podcast. I am so excited tonight. I mean, highly favored and blessed in the Lord, because look, my sister, my girl, my bombshell is here tonight, and I know she has a word that is going to blow you out the water on tonight. And I am just, we have been waiting on this collab for quite a few years now, and the Lord's timing is perfect. And so tonight I want to give a handshake and some love to my sister. Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Lasonda Jones. How are you today?
I am excited, and I'm so blessed right now. Listen, you set it off with this listening. I don't know who the guy is. You just said his name, but I'm telling you, you set it off just right for us to be together on this call.
Okay, because, you know, we like to stomp it out. Like, we ain't coming to play with
right.
No devils. We stomping this thing out, and the man of God, he was such a blessing to me. He said, sis, God led me to make a song, and I want you to put this on your radio station. And so this is the blessings of the Lord that maketh us rich, addeth no sorrow with it. And, you know, I named tonight Encounter the Art of War because I knew it was going to be some warfare going on. Amen. And
Amen. And so,
Prophetess, I don't tarry time. Amen. So I'm going to let you introduce yourself to the people, give the word of God as he's given it to you, and we just going to flow in this thing like a river. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Well, again, God bless you. Thank you so much, sis, for having me to be a part of this monumental movement that you've started, and I am blessed to be able to be a part and to come and just be able to release a word and to be with like-minded people, because we're in a time to where, you know, watchmen need to stick together. Those that are prophetic people need to stick together. All of us that are in the kingdom need to come together. And so I bless God for you being an authentic voice in this hour and a voice to the people. I bless God for your ministry and how God is using you in these last days, and how you're sounding the trumpet for the people of God. And so I just want to let you know that I bless God for you and your ministry, and for my brother as he begins to, you know, push you forth, and as things are being birthed out of the both of you. I just bless God for you being authentic to the call of God that is on your life. So I want to say
Jesus.
That first, you know, you got to give honor where honor is due. I just bless God for your authenticity and the realness of who you are in the kingdom. You know, oftentimes people are underestimated because we don't see them plastered up all over the place, but you need to be looking for those gems. That's who you need to be looking for in this hour, because the gems are the ones who hold the voice and the instructions of the Lord, and you are one of God's gems in this hour, and I know that the word that you release is definitely a word from heaven. So I want to make sure that we set the record straight on that first and foremost, that yes, you invited me to be a part of this broadcast, but I honor you as my sister, and not only my sister, but as a prophet of the Lord. And I know that anytime you release a word, that word, it is on time, and it releases exactly what you send it out to do. And so I wanted to honor you in that manner, because I know you are a true prophet of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
So you told me to introduce myself. You are so welcome. I am Prophetess Lasonda Jones. I live in McDonough, Georgia, which is South Atlanta. I stay on the outskirts of the city, because most prophetic people know not to stay in the heart of the city, just in case God gives some instructions that you need to get up out of there, hot-tail it up out of there. So I stay on the outskirts of the city, and I just believe in being authentic to who God has called you to be, and not sugarcoating the word of the Lord. I don't believe in sugarcoating the word of the Lord. And so whatever you hear from me on tonight is going to be a word of truth, and it is going to be a word that is going to give you the instructions that you need to further you in your journey with God. I don't believe in all them accolades and all that stuff, because that don't mean nothing to God. God is not a respected person, and he don't care nothing about all of that stuff that men care about. But just know that I am a woman of God who believes in releasing the true word of God, and I also believe in helping God's people. I have a heart for God's people. And so if you are to know anything about me, know I'm bold, I'm brazen, and I don't play any games when it comes to the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Woman of God, everybody is on mute right now. So if you're not hearing feedback, that's why. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Well, I can attest to the woman of God. We have labored for many years in the spirit. And, you know, the one thing that I have seen in this woman of God that is such a blessing is that I have watched her carry people over the finish line. You know, a lot of times people, leaders, will leave you dead on the battlefield. Mm-hmm. And I have watched this woman of God run back, grab people, get them over the finish line, come back for somebody else, and go. And she has the endurance of the king. To remember, the word says this is not for those, this race is not made for the swift, but for those who endure. And she has the endurance of the kingdom of God. And so I honor you, my sister, as well, because you are a forerunner. You are a firebrand, and God uses you in that way to clear the path for others. And some people don't even realize they have it easy because you had it hard. Amen? Mm. And so I give praise to the Lord. And so I'm giving it back to you, sis.
Okay, you're giving it back to me. Okay, thank you, sis. We sissing and sissing and sissing. We love each other, so I want y'all to know that this is not something that we just doing, but we really honor each other, and I bless God for that. So we got all of that the mushy stuff out of the way, all of this sisterly love. I love you, sis. I love you, sis. We got all of that out of the way. But tonight, we're going to war tonight. And so I want you guys to posture yourself and to take some notes and to understand some things that are happening and some things that are going on right now in the earth realm and how those things pertain to you, so that you can understand the strategies of the enemy and you're not caught off guard. I think many times us as the people of God were caught off guard because we have an ideal of what is. We have an ideal of what worship is. We have an idea of what God is, but we don't truly know when we're in the presence of God, when we're in the glory of God, and what times and seasons that we're in. And so right now we are in a season of war, and we've been in a season of war, but for some reason the watchmen were not on post, or some of the watchmen were not on post to sound or ring the alarm to let the body of Christ know exactly what time of season that we were in. So we had the season that, you know, we was in the season of, you know, okay, God is going to do this for you, and God is going to do that for you, and God is going to perform this, and God, you know, all of these seasons that we begin to see, the superficial seasons that we begin to allow people to decree and declare over our life without knowing if it's really God. And so the season that we're in is that we are in a season of war. We are in a season of war. With us being in a season of war, what God decreed and declared to my husband and I and to our congregation was that we were in a season of double. Now, as he was saying double, he specifically was speaking about the anointing that he was going to release upon our lives, because there were some things that he was going to have for us to do in this particular season that was going to require for us to have a double portion of the anointing. We were not going to be able to operate in the anointing that we had before. We was not going to be able to operate in the old wineskin. We was not going to be able to operate and function in the old season. But there was a different anointing that he was releasing upon our lives that was going to be used to destroy the kingdom of darkness. And so as we started the beginning of the year, he was our season that we're in right now and the time that we're in right now. And so for us as a body of believers, we need to understand that the anointing destroys and breaks every yoke, but we also need to understand that we need to be anointed and graced for war as well. You have to be anointed and graced for war as well. David was graced for war. He was anointed for war. God anointed him. That was his staple. That was the thing that David could do without a shadow. And he was coming out with the spoils. We all know that it says that David was a man after God's own heart. And because of that, David said, I need you to teach my hands how to war. Show me how you want me to win this thing. Show me how you want me to fight. teach me what it is that I need to do to overcome the enemy and combat the enemy. And so tonight I believe that God is going to speak to us so we can overcome in these days that we're in right now, so that we can be ready, our eyes can be focused on what it is that God wants us to do, because I think we've been so focused on church that we forgot to come outside of the four walls and begin to gather and harvest souls. And because we've forgotten to gather and harvest souls, and because we've forgotten to labor with our families and love on our loved ones, God had to set forth a time for us to begin to come back and begin to look at what is really important to him. And so excited again for the word. I'm excited again for what God is going to do and how God is going to speak. Sis, I don't want you just to be quiet. I want us to kind of, you know, go back and forth a little bit, because I know that we've been talking about this for quite some time, and I know you have some insight that you want to release as well. And so whenever you want to jump in, or you have something to add, please jump in. But I want to make sure that you guys understand where we are right now. So the first thing I want to tell you guys is that this is the first wave. This is the first wave of the attack of the enemy. What we're in right now and what we're seated in right now is the first wave of the attack. And normally the first wave of any attack is psychological warfare. I want you guys to understand that. One of the first things when the enemy begins to attack, when he attacks the people, he begins to wage psychological warfare, or they call it psyops, or, you know, they got different terms for it in the military. But he runs a psychological warfare, which means he wages war on your psyche. He wages war on your psyche. He wages war on your emotions, your thought process. He wages war on your feelings. He wages war on this particular area, because that is the area that directs your body. Your body reacts off of your psyche, off of your emotions. This is one of the reasons why it is important for us to get our minds right when it comes to the things of God. And that's the reason why God says, let this mind be in you that is in Christ Jesus, because he wants our thought process to come up higher so that the enemy cannot psyche. He cannot come in and begin to wage a war on this particular area. He can try, but you will not be moved by it. You will stand your ground, understanding what level of warfare you're in. And so right now, with the coronavirus that's going on, with the 5G stuff that's going on, all this stuff that you're seeing that is being perpetuated in the news, and all the things that you're hearing, and all the stuff, the death tolls, the pandemic, oh, the death toll is this, oh, it's amounting to this, and U.S. has the greatest death tolls out of all of the countries. You're hearing all of these things. And what it is the enemy is waging a psychological warfare on you, because if he can get you to operate in your lower realm senses, then he can beat you in the war, because the way that we're going to win this war is by the spirit only. I want us to look at Exodus, and I want to look at Exodus chapter, because we're in the season of Passover, and I think it's the enemy is very strategic with whatever he begins to do. And as we begin to go forward on tonight, I need you to know that the enemy is not stupid. He's not dumb. We say this little stuff, and we think it's cute when we say, oh, he's stupid, oh, he's dumb, oh, he this. No, he's banking on you being ignorant and not doing your research, and he's banking on you not knowing who your God is. And when you don't know who God is, when you don't know what God is able to do, when you don't know what God is capable of doing, then you will succumb to any type of warfare that the enemy begins to throw at you. But when you know who God is, you're able to stand on what God has said, and you're able to release the supernatural power of God into the earth realm. And so what the enemy is banking on during this hour is that you will not release the supernatural force that God has placed on the inside of you. He's banking on you being fearful. He's banking on you scared. He's banking on you to go and comply with everything that he's saying in this hour. He's banking on you to submit to the psychological warfare that he's releasing, but there is a people that is arising up that understand what warfare really is, and so they're not going to fall prey or victim or allow the body of Christ to fall prey or victim in this hour to psychological warfare. And so I want you guys to look at Exodus chapter 7. Exodus chapter 7, and we're going to start at verse number 8. Exodus 7, verse number 8. One more thing that I want to add before we look at the scripture is that we're in the season of Passover, and because we're in the season of Passover, this is an unprecedented, uncharted territory that we're in when it comes to Passover, because for the first time in history, we're having a Passover with restrictions. We're having a Passover to where, you know, we have all these things that are going on in the world right now. We're having a Passover. See, we've never experienced this before, but you need to understand that there is nothing new that is under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun. We have never experienced this, but the children of Israel have experienced this before. They've experienced plagues. Listen, these manner of things that begin to happen that nobody had an explanation for. They've experienced these type of things before, but as they experienced these things, God began to release a word and gave them safe passage out of the things that were happening to the world. And this is where we are right now. God gave them safe passage out of what was happening in Pharaoh's land. See, we're in the land of Babylon right now, and see, God is going to give those who hearken unto his voice safe passage out of the land of Pharaoh. Safe passage out of what is the pestilence that is going on. Safe passage out of the pandemic that we see at the present hand. But we're not to fear at what we see. See, I see so many believers, and yes, they talking, oh, yeah, do this. Oh, yes, do that. But there's still fear in their heart, and it's fear in their eyes. Because when you know who God is, you don't have fear. You're not going to tremble in your voice. You're not going to stumble in your words. You're not going to be afraid of no pestilence or no terror by night. You stand in the admonishment of the Holy Spirit, knowing who God is. I know who God is. And because I know who God is, I'm not afraid of what's happening in the world, because that will not come nigh unto my doorstep. And so there were some things that began to happen. And I want us to start in Exodus chapter 7, because this is the beginning of a showdown. And what you see that's happening right now is a showdown between God's people and the world system. It's a showdown. God had to force you out of your comfortability for you to understand that you're in warfare. I did not send you to this world to be of this world, but I called you out to be a royal priesthood. You are a nation within a nation, but you have adapted to the customs of this nation, and now I got to force you out. See, what's happening is God is forcing us out of being comfortable and taking Pharaoh's crumbs. He's forcing us out from being comfortable and taking what Pharaoh has to offer us. He's forcing us out to begin to be entrepreneurs again. Listen, to begin to be farmers again, to begin to own land again. God is forcing us out from the places that we've grown comfortable in being in. See, some of you have grown comfortable when you know God has been speaking to you, but you've grown comfortable and you think that there's no other way of escape. But God say, now you have no choice but to lean back on what I've given you, on the visions that I've shown you. You have no choice now. You have no choice but to come and lean not to your own understanding, but to begin to acknowledge me in all my ways. See, now we got to begin to really trust God. This is where the wheat and the tare are separated, where the rubber meets the road. Who are really the kingdom kids? Who are really the sons and daughters of God? We read here in Exodus chapter 7, it says, so the Lord said to Moses, see, I made you as God to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you, and Aaron your brother shall tell Pharaoh to send the children of Israel out of his land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh will not heed you, so that I may lay my hand on Egypt and bring my armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt, my great judgment. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, which I stretch out my hand on Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. Then Moses and Aaron did so, just as the Lord commanded them. So they did. And Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron 83 years old when they spoke to Pharaoh. So I wanted to begin to look at some things, because when God began to speak, he said some powerful things at the very beginning. And I think we forget who we are, and I think we forget who our Father is, and I think we get into a place to where we look at what's going on on the exterior, on the outside, and we forget the superpower that dwells on the inside of us. And so we get scared of every little thing that the media says, every little thing that the news begins to perpetuate, every little thing that begins to go forth. We begin to be afraid of it. But I see here in the Word of God that he began to tell Moses one thing. He said, listen, I have made you as God. And it says, that's a capital G in my Bible. It says, I have made you as God to Pharaoh. So some of you are looking at the situation that's going on. You're looking at coronavirus. You're looking at, you may have been furloughed on your job. Listen, my husband was furloughed, but guess what? We bless God. You know why we bless God? Because we understand that we are God to Pharaoh. And I also understand that God is trying to bring us out of a system, and he's trying to transfer wealth in this hour. And in order for him to transfer wealth, he has to upset a system first. He has to begin to destroy a system to build a system. And when we understand that, we know the position that we hold in God's kingdom. See, I understand in God's kingdom, I'm the head and not the tail. I understand in God's kingdom that I'm not going to be forsaken. I understand that in God's kingdom, there's a system that he puts his sons and daughters first. Those who seek ye the kingdom first, God prioritizes you, and he puts you to the head of the line. Listen, now I'm in the front of the class, and I'm receiving instruction from God, and God is saying, I have made you as God to Pharaoh, and as you begin to go forth, I'm going to send forth many wonders in the land of Egypt. They're going to see my hand move upon the God. They're going to see my hand move, because when they thought that pestilence was in the land, when they thought that famine was in the land, when they thought nobody could find toilet tissue, and I never thought that it would be a day that we would be talking about Kleenex and toilet tissue and things to clean our house with. But when they thought that there was none in the land, the people of God were able to find these things in abundance, because God said, I shall so abundantly supply you with resources. And because of that, I'm not afraid. Because of that, I do not walk in fear. Because of that, I understand that he set a people up. He set a people up, a nation within a nation. You know, the nation that we see here, Pharaoh, the nation of Egypt, it was a nation. But what I'm able to see, that there was another nation that was on the inside of that nation that was far greater than Pharaoh's nation. The only thing is that they didn't even see the greatness and the abundance and the power that they possessed, because they were downtrodden with their sorrows. They were downtrodden with whatever was plaguing them. They were downtrodden. And instead of, listen, do you know, let me tell you something about slavery. Slavery is a mindset. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that we have been in slavery. We have been in bondage. Some of you have been, and I'm sorry. I need to put a disclaimer out, because I didn't put this disclaimer out. I am a rebel, Okay, I need y'all to understand that. I go against the status quo. I did not grow up in church. I believe that that is an advantage that I have because all I know is the Holy Spirit. All I know is God. I don't know religious systems. I don't know the buddy system. I don't know the bishop system. I don't know the doc system. I don't understand those type of systems. I don't understand those systems. I only understand the system of the kingdom of heaven. And so I need to go ahead and put this disclaimer because I might step on somebody's toes and I don't care. But I need you to understand that some of you have been slaves and in bondage to church. You haven't had a relationship with God. You've had a relationship with the church. You've had a relationship with the man or woman of God. You've had a relationship with your spiritual parents, but you never had a relationship with God. And so now God says, I'm setting up a system. Listen, what I'm doing now is I'm beginning to dismantle. You know, I remember Jesus came in with the whip. He went to the temple. He went to the synagogue. He came in with his whip, and he began to turn over and flip over tables. That's the season that we're in now. See, they should have been very shocked. They should have been surprised. Their heart should have been grieved that Jesus even came into the temple and began to tell them and point out to them the things that they were doing that were religious and not relational. They should have been grieved. Their spirit should have been grieved. But some of them got haughty in spirit because they was used to having a relationship with the temple. They was used to having a relationship with the people that came to the temple. But they were not used to having a relationship with God. Because when you have a relationship with God, when God begins to shift, you shift with God. When God begins to speak a word, you shift with the word that God has spoken. But when you are religious, you shift with the system of religiosity. You don't move by what the Spirit of God is saying. And so many of the houses of God have been caught up because you have been going with what the status quo is, okay? They say this is the word for the season. This is the word for the hour. And you develop this word throughout the land. Everybody's saying the same word. That may not be the word for your church or the word for your city or the word for your congregation, but because the preacher that you have set your eyes on to say that it's famous or the one that you think is the one that you should be going after, instead of you speaking a word from God, you allow them to manufacture a word and give it to you instead of hearing God for yourself. I'm telling you, God is turning this thing upside down. He is flipping over some tables in this hour. He is cracking the whip because he's bringing us back to relationship. What is your relationship with God? So as we look back in Exodus chapter 7, we see that he began to say, my signs, in verse number 3, he says that I'm going to harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But guess what's going to happen? Pharaoh will not heed you. So that I may lay my hand on Egypt and bring my armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgment. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, which I stretch out my hand on Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. So I want to talk about this scripture and as it pertains to current day events. I don't know if any of you know that Donald Trump began to set a bill into action, which was the 400 years of slavery enactment. I don't have the name of it right offhand. I was trying to think of the name of it really quick, but you can look it up. It is on the Washington, D.C. website, but you can look it up. But he put a bill into effect, and reparations were supposed to go down, and they were supposed to be commemorating slavery and all of the things that African-American people did or those who were in slavery did. And so different grants were being awarded to facilities that, you know, began to teach African American history and things like that. And many of you who are African American or ethnic or multicultural have never heard of it. It's very significant to this season that we're in with the Passover. I think that this is very significant to the season that we're in with the Passover. I think it's significant because for a bill of this magnitude to be established, and for the people that the bill has, this bill has, was supposedly made for us, we don't know anything about it. We know nothing about what is going on. And so I believe as God is releasing the people from a nation, because you're being released from this nation. I don't know if you understand that they're trying to enforce global citizenship. Global citizenship means that you're going to have to succumb to some of the things of the New World Order. I don't know if you guys know about New World Order, but we'll get into a little bit of that a little later on. But the enemy is trying to have us all start global citizenship. And global citizenship means that we have one world government. We all know that these things are to come. These are the things that are talk of revelation. We all know these things. But what's being perpetuated is God has brought his people home. Some of you are at home now. Some of you have time to be with your families. Some of you have time to prepare your families. And as you're at home, God is preparing you for the second wave of the war. God is preparing you for the second wave of the war. Passover was a time of war. It was not war for the children of Israel because they were in their homes with their families, loving on their loved ones. They were at home worshiping God. They were at home praising God. They were at home blessing God for getting ready to deliver them. That was the whole purpose of what was beginning to happen with Passover. But on the outside of those that were God's people, on the outside world, in Pharaoh's world, in Egypt, listen, I told you a nation within a nation, if they was to open up their doors, they would see what began to happen because the people of God were shut in. Listen, God shut them in, not no lockdown. God shut them in for a specific purpose. Listen, not because of COVID-19. God was shutting them in for a specific purpose because there was a miracle of deliverance that was getting ready to happen, and he needed his people to be prepared. He needed them to be rested. He needed them to be ready for what was about to take place. And so the plagues began to happen, and the waters began to become flood. And then the frogs began to come in. And then the lice, my God, began to come in. And then flies began to come in. And then the livestock were diseased. And then boils began to come upon the people. Plague, and there was hail that was coming and falling down from the sky. And then we began to see locusts come forth. And then after locusts, it was pitch blackness. It was darkness. There was gross darkness that was all over the land of Egypt. And then the last plague was the plague of the firstborn that was announced. That began to go forth. And God said, listen, this is going to be a path. This is going to be the time of Passover, and this is what I need you to do. I need you to shut in. I need you to put the blood of the lamb over the doorpost. Listen, I need you to get your people. I need you to gather. And I need you to get your family. And these are the instructions that I need for you to hearken unto. And this thing shall pass over you. See, I'm not afraid about what's going on because I know how God moves in war.
I know how God is strategic. I don't care if the enemy made COVID-19, made coronavirus, whatever he tried to do. I understand that God is very strategic, and he will position his people and put them in the right position, put them in a place to where there is safety. We begin to listen and hearken unto the voice of the Lord in this hour and follow the instructions of the Lord, we will come out with victory in this hour. And so I want you to understand that as the enemy has set up to try to come against you, God has already raised up the standard. And with him raising up the standard, see, anytime God raises up the standard, I have to raise up my relationship. I have to renew my covenant. Listen, I have to begin to get on my face before God like never before, because I understand the importance of the war that I'm in right now. See, this war is not just about my salvation. This war is about everything pertaining to Christianity, everything pertaining to God, everything pertaining to your relationship. And because of that, I know the way that God wants me to fight. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I understand the greatest way that I can pull down a stronghold, the greatest way that I can see deliverance, the greatest way that I can seek for healing for this land is to begin to get into my command center of prayer. And so God has brought us home to get us, to refocus us, to get back to our command center of prayer. See, many of us, we got off of that because we feel like we're going to church. We go to church, we put our clothes on, we go to church, we dance our jig, we fall out on the floor, you know, we have somebody throw a sheet over us, and we think that we've gone to church, or we have itching ears, and we're looking for the prophesy to me. But listen, if you had a relationship, you wouldn't be worried about a word of prophecy, because the greatest prophecy that you could ever receive is a word of revelation from God. When you got a relationship. When you got a relationship, yeah. I got a relationship. So I'm not concerned about standing in no line waiting on nobody to call my name, because I have a relationship. And I understand relationships. See, Moses had a relationship. And because he had a relationship, he was able to go in as God to Pharaoh and make some demands. See, I understand that when I know who I am, I'm able to put some cards on the table, and I'm able to begin to play the hand that God has given me. And the hand he's given me is a winning hand. And as I begin to play my hand, there is nothing that the enemy can do. Nothing. To somebody who understands who they are. At first, Moses didn't understand. My speech is not the best. He didn't understand the relationship he had with God, that God would never set him up to be a fool. God would never set him up for the okey-doke. And anytime God begins to set you up to begin to speak a word or begin to go in prayer, he's setting you up for victory. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Thank you,
he's
Lord.
Setting you up for victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so the enemy has a planned tactical propaganda that is in threat and intimidation. He used non-combat techniques. The enemy used non-combat techniques. That is the reason why you need to watch what you're hearing in your ear gates. You need to watch what you allow to go into your eye gates. Because he used non-combat techniques. Many people I know that I would think is full of faith, they full of fear right now. Why? Because they stay their eyes glued on the news. Their ears is listening to the propaganda of the enemy. They're listening to what the news has to say. They're listening to this propaganda. They're not listening to the voice of victory. They're not listening to that. And because they're not listening to the voice of victory, they're not listening to praises of God. They're not even decreeing and declaring. Listen, you are the legislative branch of heaven, which means that if an edict has come out from the enemy that goes against the laws of God, you have the right to overturn those laws. Why? You are the legislative branch. You are the judicial system. You are the executive branch of the kingdom of heaven. And so anytime the enemy begins to wage a war like that, your mouth needs to be open. It doesn't need to be shut. It doesn't. You don't need to be screaming coronavirus, coronavirus, COVID-19. That's all I see on everybody's prayer line. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of seeing it. Coronavirus prayer, COVID-19 prayer. You should have been praying before COVID-19. You should have been praying. That way it positions you. See, I'm ready because I'm already positioned. I'm not fearful because I was already seated in prayer. I'm already seated in that. So y'all do whatever y'all want to, COVID-19. You do whatever you want to, this coronavirus prayer. Do whatever you want to do that makes you sleep well at night. Do it. But God is saying the people of God are never caught off guard by the things of the enemy unless they're out of position. When you're out of position, you're caught off guard. When you're out of position, you're caught off guard because God will do nothing without first revealing it to the prophets. This thing has been a long time coming down the pipeline, but because it was not your favorite voice speaking it, because it was not somebody who had a great and mighty platform, you began to doubt the word of the Lord, and you laughed and you scoffed at people who began coming down the pipeline. But listen, I'm not looking for the popular preacher in this hour because they don't have no word for me. They don't know the instructions. They running looking for toilet paper just like you were. A voice. Listen, I'm looking for those John the Baptist. I'm looking for them folks that's used to being in the wilderness. I'm looking for them people who understand what it is to be in troubled times and how to overcome in troubled times. Those are the people who I'm looking for in this hour. I'm not looking for no comfortable plush preacher. I'm not, because I know that they can't save me. They don't have the word that I need. And some of us need to stop allowing ourselves to be caught up in fame and caught up in this so-called man-made glory, because it's not the glory of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. We need to get into a place to where we're postured for war. We're not getting ready for war. We're postured for war. Passover was a time to God was allowing the children of Israel to rest for the journey that was ahead. He was allowing them to rest up and to have safe passage from slavery, safe passage from and deliverance from bondage. He was allowing them to rest up for what was about to happen next. And what was about to happen next is that the enemy was trying to seek them out, hunt them out, persecute them, drive them out. Listen, if you notice, you know, we listen to these politicians and y'all think y'all put y'all trust in them, but you need to understand that they're pharaohs, they're kings. They're kings. They're kings, and the only one can change a king heart is God. So we need to be praying that these kings are touched by God. And if they're not touched by God, then judgment is going to fall upon them. Judgment had to fall upon Pharaoh before Pharaoh, hard-headed behind, would even listen to what God had to say. With all the plagues and all the things that began to go forth, he still did not listen or hearken. With all the signs and wonders that went forth, he still did not listen to the voice of God. And so God had to force his hand. You looking at the politicians, and they don't know if they're coming or going right now. And God is going to have to force their hand to release what is the children Israel's. He's going to have to force their hand to release your stuff. Listen, to release what's yours, to release what's rightfully yours. I told you that this bill was set into motion, and really what was supposed to happen is there was supposed to be reparations that was released. Listen, there was supposed to be restitution to the people that was released, but this restitution was not released. And so God says, now I'm orchestrating so restitution can be released, recompense can be released. There is a divine reset that is going forth so that the people can get their justice. To do, I'm releasing divinely. My hand is moving on your behalf and on
for your good and for your favor. God is releasing favor in this hour, and we need to see what is really at stake and what is at hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just believe that this is the time for God's people to get into position. And I know, sis, we were talking about how we've gotten so far away from the heart of God and what God really wants us to do that, you know, we've become numb to the things of God and to the very presence of God. And I think it's just time for us, for God to do this divine reset and just bring us to a place. And I bless God. My sister's still working. I bless God for that. And let me tell you what she does. She is the ventilator. She is the people. Her company has the ventilator. Her company is the one who begin to give life and breath to people. And so we bless God in this hour for what you're able to do. And I know one of the things that you were saying is that, you know, there was a spike in sales. From you being there and things that have been going forth, and that, you know, there's no shortage for you. And I just believe strategic, because God will never see his people in a famine. And if we are in a famine, he's always going to show us what provision is. He's going to be that cloud by day, listen, and that fire by night. He's going to be that man that we need. We've got to first... We got to hearken to his voice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it sounds like I'm talking. So, you know, stop me at any time.
Well, you know, woman of God, you know, one of the things that is such a blessing to me when you speak about the Passover, and you know I'm a Shabbat keeper and I love the Lord, is the fact that it wasn't just the Passover. It was the entirety of the plagues that the Lord allowed to pass over his people. The plagues never touched Goshen. And Goshen was the land where the Israelites dwelled. Amen. And so we have to have an understanding that though the world is operating in fear, the Lord said, I did not give you the spirit of fear, but of the power and a sound mind. And this is why we have to guard our ear gates. We have to guard our eye gates. We have to guard our hearts with all due diligence, because this is the season where the Lord is going to allow the famine to hit one side and for the feast to hit the other. And the woman of God was talking about the company that I work for. You know, praise God. But right before all of this started, the Lord, matter of fact, literally a week after I started working there, the Lord gave this company the contract for the ventilators for the United States in entirety. So now, where we were at $9 million a month, we have more than tripled that during this time of famine for others. And the reason why I'm saying that is because the Lord will position you in a place to be taken care of and provided for. While Egypt was seeing all of the animals dying off, the fish were even dead. They couldn't fish. Egypt was known as a fishing industry, what we would call a fishing industry in their time. Now every fish is dead. So in entirety, their economy was finished. God literally knocked the crown right off of Pharaoh's head because he took everything Pharaoh thought he was and destroyed it, and then turned around and drowned him. But in that, God's people were taken care of. They were taken care of by a cloud by day, by a fire by night. They had supernatural manna, water coming from rocks. Come on now. God has provision. He has something for his people. We just have to trust him in the midst of everything that is happening around us. You have to choose to believe God, choose to trust God, because if you choose to hear the things of the world and the things that the enemy wants you to hear, you're going to give yourself to one thing or the other. So you better be giving yourself over to the things of the Lord versus the things of the world. I'm not plugging into the things of the world. There's nothing there for me. Amen. And the woman of God mentioned something else, and I want to read this scripture from the Passion Translation, because I love the Passion Translation. But it's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6. And in the Passion Translation, it says, For although we live in the natural realm, we do not wage a military campaign employing human weapons, using manipulation to achieve our aims. Instead, our spiritual weapons are energized by the divine power to effectively dismantle the defenses behind which people hide. We can demolish every deceptive fantasy that opposes God and break through every ignorant attitude that is raised up in defense of the true knowledge of God. We capture, like prisoners of war, every thought, and instead that it instinctively give a blow in disobedience to the Anointed One. Since we are armed with such dramatic weaponry, we stand ready to punish any truce of rebellion as soon as you choose to operate in complete obedience. And we talked about that the other night, that our weapons of our warfare are sharpened by our obedience. Our obedience is sharpened by what we are plugged into, what we are loyal to, our belief system. And this season, you, like the woman of God just said, you have to not just know God, you have to be in God. For he that is in him is covered by his wings. You can't be outside of the things of God and think that you're covered in this season. This is a season to know your God, to know who he is, and to know who you are to him. What is your assignment? What is your passion? What is your offering unto the Lord in this season? And so we give God praise for all that he is doing, all that he will do, all that he has done. We thank God for him positioning us even when we didn't even know we were being positioned. And so tonight we have just dived into the art of war. And our first weapon is our sword, the word of God, knowing it, chewing on it, loving it, living it, and believing it for what it is. Knowing that it is the power and the glory, amen. And so the woman of God has poured out, Father, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, Lord God, a fresh feeling of yours to be released upon your daughter now in the name of Jesus. I decree, Father, right now, Lord God, for the breaking of every stronghold, Father God, that stands against her, Father God. Lord, I see fences, Father God, things that were like fences at one time, and now it's like toothpicks just falling to the ground, Father God, because, Father, you have weakened the barriers, Lord God, that the enemy has placed up against the woman of God and against her seed in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless her with the blessings that make her rich, add no sorrow with it. We decree and declare increase upon every seed, Father God, that is sown. We thank you, Lord, for the glory of God resting upon her life in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. And I just feel led, sis. I don't normally do this, but I need you to tell the people how they can give tonight. I know she's like, what? Yeah. I need you to give that information. Amen.
What? Yes. Okay. Praise the Lord. First, real quick, before we do this giving thing, real quick, I want to let you guys know this. I want to read 2 Chronicles chapter 14, and that's about King Asa and how God brought King Asa in a time period of rest. And right after he came out of that time period of rest, he had a million Ethiopians looking to seize his kingdom standing at his door. And so and how he got the victory in there. And so I want you guys to read that, because it's going to strengthen your faith. And I think the most important thing that we need to do in this hour is we need to be reminded of God's history when it comes to his people.
because if you don't know your history, you will never be able to defeat the enemy, and you'll never know the power that God possessed, because there's a greater power that, see, we read in the Old Testament, there's a greater power that has been released for us to use and to operate in. And so we really need to use that in this hour. Anytime history, when we look at history, the history of God, it links us to our future, and it allows us to get into our destiny. And so I want you guys to make sure that you're reading and you're looking for scriptures that you see how God defeated the enemy, and you're releasing that into the atmosphere. Now, as far as giving, I bless God for you, sis, but I would really rather they give to you. I would really rather that they sow into your ministry. And so, listen, if you guys are going to sow into my ministry, if you believe in anything that I've said tonight, I would rather you sow into my sister's ministry, because she is a woman of God, a woman of faith, and she's somebody who stays on the battlefield, and she never asks for anything. So I'm telling you tonight, if it's on your heart to give, she's going to give you the link so you guys can sow, and I'm going to sow a seed too. So please make sure that, you know, you sow. Like I said, we're getting ready to start tonight, 6 p.m., starting Passover. And so if you able to put some seed in the ground, put some seed in the ground. You like how I flip it? I know you do.
Boy, she be getting me, boy. I was, you know, I'm over here trying to get a blessing. I'm trying to get my seed in the ground. Good Lord. Okay, so this is, you know, and you already know, I'm a sneaker, y'all. I'm gonna go sneaker, but yeah. So if you are led to give to Prophetic Wind Ministries, we are on a good Lord, I can't even talk. PayPal at Prophetic Wind Ministries at yahoo.com, and I think it's PayPal.me or paypal.me/propheticwind is the short link for that. You can also give on Cash App under Letitia Gartner Smith, amen, with the money symbol in the front. And I appreciate my sister, because she already knows I'm going to give everything to her, because that's how I do. You know, the Lord, I thank the Lord for blessing us in this season. As a matter of fact, Prophetess was talking about toilet paper. I got to tell a story about the toilet paper, since we having a couple of jokes here. So we walk into a local store here, and, you know, we get a little low. I think everybody was kind of getting a little low around the same time.
Right.
And all of a sudden, this lady walks up to me out the blue and says, if you come on Mondays at 9 a.m., there's toilet paper here. And I'm like, how'd you know I was looking for toilet paper? Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So I show up at 9 a.m., and sure enough, there's toilet paper. As a matter of fact, there's like three different brands, but they have it marked where, you know, you can only get one of each brand. And the Holy Spirit said, get one of each brand. I said, okay, Lord. So I pick up one of each brand, and then I look up, and there's literally a line wrapped around the store, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, I'm going to be here forever just trying to get this toilet paper. All of a sudden, this young man walks clear to the back of the line to me, and he says, do you want to go through self-checkout? And I'm like, sure. Walks me straight to the front of the line. I don't have to wait. I bring up my toilet paper and get on out the door, and people are looking at me like, how does she? We've been here for like an hour, you know? And so I'm just telling you that there is unusual favor coming to God's people in this season. And I don't take credit for God's favor, but I have a knowing that God's favor is resting on his people in a supernatural way. And then I turned around and was able to bless others with toilet paper. Okay, so, and I know that sounds kind of crazy, but yeah, right now, toilet paper is a hot commodity. So so we were able to release that blessing to others, and so we thank God for that. But I had to tell my toilet paper story. Amen. Okay. God, she's not, her call dropped. Okay, she's not going to be able to get back on, because once it's, oh, okay. So I'm going to start opening the line, So call ending in 2548. The line is yours. How are you this evening? Okay. Okay. Yes, I see. Call ending in 0686. God bless
you. Praise the Lord.
How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed the Lord and highly favored. I just wanted you and the woman of God know that I enjoy the service. And I thank God for you for just encouraging the body of Christ, especially me, not to give into this virus, but be steadfast.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Everyone give me 2 seconds. I'm going to three-way the woman back in, the woman of God back in, because it has completely booted her out. Won't let her back in. We are not going to let that happen. Just
all
1 second. We are three ways, sis. Amen. Can everybody hear her okay? Uh-oh.
Nope, not yet.
Okay, there we go. Prophetess? Uh-oh. Okay,
nope.
It's not letting me merge it. Just 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Prophetess Jones? Okay, hold on 1 sec. Okay. Okay, Prophetess Jones, just not let me do it. Okay, praise God, men and women of God. The woman of God told me to tell you she loves you. We cannot get her back in. It just will not allow it. Amen. Okay, so we're going to go on to the next line. Line ending in 6739. 6739, God bless you. Okay. Line ending in 1021. God bless you.
Good evening. Praise the Lord. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed the word tonight. I wanted to ask the woman of God where is her ministry located in McDonough, Georgia, if you know. Could you share?
You know, I have to ask her. I don't know the exact address.
Okay. So, because that's hometown for me.
I know.
But the word was so rich, and I just thank God. I just thank God for how she poured out, and also it was just so much. But I do like what she said right here. God does nothing unless he reveals it to his prophets. He don't do nothing. He will send a word to his prophets. And the thing about it is God has sent his prophets. He sent people to the house of God. He sent people to our doorstep. He sent people. But did we heed what was being said, or did we look at the person and deem them to be little or nothing because they didn't have a platform? And see, that's the thing. That's the thing. This COVID, all this stuff didn't come upon the land and take everybody by surprise. Because while some was bucking and shouting and dancing over cars, husbands and land and wives, it was some people that really did have their mouth their ear to God's mouth, and they heard.
Yeah.
They heard something. They heard. You know how they say when T.G. Jakes said, "Get ready, get ready, get ready." But did we even know what we was getting ready for? You know, all this next level, my platform, my destiny, all this, all that stuff is sound good. But what did we have to go through to get to all of that? And see, that's where we are now. This is war. Like she said, this is warfare. And the first wave, I just want the woman of God to come back and tell us what the next wave is supposed to look like. You know, it was just good. I thank God it was good. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, just so you know, we are actually working on a date right now for her to come back. We actually have a longer time slot, a longer time slot for the woman of God, so that she could come in and really just cut loose and let God have his way. Just one second. Because that's exactly what I'm doing right now. Amen. It is great to be with like-minded people. And like I said prior, we have been prophesying to our face fell off that, you know, the people needed to be ready. And what's very interesting to me is it happened to Israel. Remember when Babylon was getting ready to invade Israel, there was the prophesied, it is well, you know.
Right.
And it just seems, you know, people want to hear what they want to hear. That's why the word told us to be very mindful of having itching ears. Now the prophets are screaming, and listen to me as I'm screaming. Take this time and get it right. Take this
time and
let God fix this.
Yes. Well, you know, sis, coming into this year, you know, everybody was talking about 2020 vision and, 2020 vision and all that kind of stuff, all those cliches. Well, you know, I heard the Lord say that only the strong survive. That's what I heard the Lord say. And that started like September, October of last year. I kept hearing the Lord say, no, only the strong will survive. Only the strong survive. Only the strong.
Amen.
That's what I hear the Lord say. You know, so, and the woman of God was talking about building faith, building our faith, staying in the word, building our faith. And I see why. Oh, my God, if you listen to the propaganda that's on the news, you won't have no faith. You'd be somewhere drawn up in a corner.
That's it. And that's why there is so many that are literally living in a realm of fear right now. I was witnessing to a young lady, and she was so fearful that she couldn't even make herself go into a grocery store. At this point, we have to trust God. We have to, and that's I believe that's much of the point. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know you got to move on to the next.
Okay, we're gonna. Yes, because it is getting ready to kick us up off this thing.
Okay.
So I love
God
you, prophetess. God bless you. Amen. Line ending in 4191. Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, that was our last line. I thank God for my dear friend and sister, Prophetess LaShawna Jones, who has come and blessed us, just came in, blessed us, and dropped the mic on us. Amen. She will be back most likely by next week. We're going to get that together tonight before we go to bed. Amen. And tomorrow night at 7 p.m., we will have the General. Apostle Lynn Parker is going to be here. She is a general of intercession. Amen. And she has just dynamic teachings on the realm of intercession and prayer. And so I felt in my spirit that, you know, I want to be able to bring people on, not only myself, but those who have nuggets to give to the people that are going to keep them in the face of God in this season. Amen. And so tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern time, we will be back on. And if you know anyone who needs prayer, that wants to be deeper in prayer, who wants to increase their prayer life, this would be the time and the season and the place. Amen. So God bless all of you. We will see you tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Good night.
Yeah. King Shah.
Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Jesus Christ is still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Jesus Christ is still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, they wonder how we do that. Christ praise these toothbrush. Try to tell you where my mood at. Mountains, they go moving. Holy pistol, I'm a super. Dang, dang, demons, lay back. Better watch where you pray at. Shot on top like a wedge. Can't save, no, they hate me. Great day when I sing that. One wish, I'ma pray that. Watch the wife if you look at me. It's out, it's out, it's out. Head smoking like a top. Not do what I'm a cop. I guess you gotta learn the hard way.
When it comes to praise, we do it all day. Shout out to the Father Yahweh. In my prayer stands bouncing. We coming through screaming, holla. Do ya, and we about to bring it to ya. Already rich without chasing moolah. The world ain't helping Christians make maneuvers. Speak the truth, ain't never needed their proof.
Nah.
The word is God saying, my mouth. I don't really care what they talking about. I'ma make the point finger with the rock. Jordan in the air with the tongue out. Get a beat, hot, hook, and burst, though. But recognize from the first quote. We are bold in Christ when we hold the mic. Homie, get it right. We the church folk.
Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Jesus Christ is still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Jesus Christ is still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that.
I don't care about the hands. I'm trying to make it into hell. I'm trying to save all my bread. Get a Bible, that's my way.
Yeah,
I'm strong, yeah, I'm strong. Get in the Lord. No, I'm never flat. Y'all want the green like CeeLo. See your soul get repo.
Give me that.
Spirit fix Home Depot. I'm with the hardest trio. Castor, gotta be the chemo. Yeah, write it in Creole.
Yeah,
yeah, gotta be my hero. Slips to follow the cheat code.
Don't play games with God, he got the cheat code. Jesus gave his life to save people. Spirit give us orders, we go. Ain't seen the type of Christmas before. We be up in the streets for real, though.
Yeah.
Telling brothers what they feel and kill for.
Yeah.
This is working so, they feel hopeless, though. That's what they sit and lean and pop a pill for. Trying to lead us to the Savior. To repent from evil type behavior.
And
to save from the Creator. We will teach you also keep you in prayer. We are more than just a rap guy. We are saved, sanctified, and baptized. My goal is only to impact lives. Hope the sound guides you like a backline.
Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Jesus Christ is still God, still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Jesus Christ is still God, still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that.